popcorn kissery, but on that we'll have none. Because we know a fun that's always ripping fun. This one's famous jollity, believe me, folks, it's great. For everything sings unto us as we go through the gate.
All the little cats,
the dogs bow wow. Everybody makes a row down on Jollity Farm. All the little ducks do quack, quack, quack. The cows all moo. The bull does too. Everyone says, how do you do? Down on Jollity Farm. Regular is handy, the costy is too proud. And the old Bob Rabbit sing,
rodeo, Bob!
Oh, rodeo! All the little ducks go quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. The cows all moo. The bull does too. Everyone says, how do you do? Down on Jollity Farm. Oh, the bears go tweet, tweet, tweet. The lambs all bleat and shake their feet. Everything's a perfect treat down on Jollity Farm. Regular as hell, as we did to my mom. And the old man sings, the
rodeo.
All the little ducks go quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
The cows all moo. The bull does too. Everyone says, how do you do?
Oh!
Yeah. is the cabin home of a little friend of mine. Her name is June, and very, very soon she'll belong to me. Oh, I know she's waiting there for me beneath that lone pine tree. In the bluish mountains of Virginia,
how'd you know that?
On the trail of the lonesome pine, neath the pale moonshine, a heart's entwined, where she got her name and I got mine. Oh, June, like the mountains and blue like the pine, I am lonesome for you. On the trail of the lonesome pine, like the pale moonshine, our hearts entwined. She got the name and I got mine. Oh, June, like the mountain, bright blue, like a pine, I am lonesome for you.
New York, right?
ventricles of your heart, my dear. I'm in love with you again. Cross the mountains of your chest. I'll stick in you, you can't. I'll stop your chin. Through the holes in your streamers. Dreams. Once again I hear your laugh, and I kiss your perfume hair, the sweet essence of Gerard. But each time I call your name,
my friend,
watch over my soul in the section labeled shirts.
I'm gonna call the recipe, I'm gonna fix it, call me, but I'm not gonna do it. ride me my car.
Tonight, so if we can do Ali Kababa's Camel, which the band doesn't know, we could make quite an interesting rhythm section for it, even if the chords are a bit suspect. So let's start that off.
Come on, y'all. Bloody hell. Get up.
Come on, y'all.
also had a camel. So let's go and do. Now he loved the camel, and the camel loved him too.
Oh, how the camel loved Ali Baba.
Ali Baba's camel loved Ali Baba so.
come back soon, we got a lot left.
So let's go out with some stuff that makes no intellectual demands, just appeals to your wife runs.
Let's go! Let's go!
When Mr. Slater's parents sent me along, a geezer likes to get one on the gun. We like to hear him swear, we like to hear him speak, we like to see him fix a little gun in his feet. Sometimes he likes to whistle through his nose, we have a peanut with his toe. If Johnny Bond is standing on his toes, you'll hear the furious favorite say, hello. 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 Back again if we're asked, and I hope we are. It's a good fun. Thanks a lot. Really has been fun. Now hear that going? Go there. Go out on that, go home happy, feeling. Yeah. Make up your own shoes. Yeah. Last one.
France. Come on.
You heard me right the first time in the Bachelor Johnny Cool. Occupation, big shot. Occupation, the moment till coming crunch. What a party that was. The drinks were loaded and so were the dolls. And poured a stiff Manhattan, then I saw a big, bountiful baby.
Thank you.
This next one's a Pink Floyd song from before Roger Waters ruined it for everybody.
Thank you. Sorry about that last spasm. The nuisance of the withdrawal from the muddle that I've been on. It catches you unawares. What do you do about it? This is called Possibly an Armchair, which comes from an album that... never heard of it, probably. Teddy Boys Don't Knit. My mum taught me to knit crochet when I was quite tiny, and I continued to do that until I was 22. And I've been trying desperately to join gangs all of my life, and now come to the conclusion it's a waste of time, and I may as well be myself. But so what am I going to do? Deep in the knit jacket. Knitting didn't go down. Possibly an armchair. For the last 20 years of his life, my father did nothing but watch television and sport, which I abhor, which you'll hear later. And I made quite a many Caran d'Ache drawings and paintings of him when he was sometimes the armchair and the armchair was sitting in him and vice versa. He didn't like it. This is a caveat to my son in case I turn out the same way, but somehow I'm rather doubting this. Growing up to be like Dad, death defying times ahead, retelling stories. Oh, days when Dad was all I got. Now he sits and turns every comfort and sits with a washable cover. But it worries him that his life has gone by. So he says to his son, I don't want to, I'm not made to, I've retired, you see. But it worries me, how can I convey to my turn out to be possibly an archer more like me. But alternatively, a fresh-faced boy in navy blue, shaven and shorn with shiny shoes. Like novitiate, oh, the morning run is lots of fun, especially if it's raining. We look real sports in our knee-length shorts, it's all part of the training. The bags are spitting, lots of swanking, I brought my tea to stop you thinking about anything at all. Sunflower seeds, ginseng and kelp, nature's way to raise your wealth. Healthy foods to trust in. More yogurt, Justin. Just in case you think we're the old traditional way. Gainsaying. Justin, at great expense to cultivate his common sense, has tubular sculpture to pray in. Toby's teething, how he screams, incessant, self-expressed. Dad's diazepam, wipe his face, encounter group. Jessica pulls the doll to bits. A hot zest her tricks like this.
sweet. How can I compare to you, my darling?
Yes.
was a keen young man, but next door think he's beloved. His Aegean, he no single king's a stranger, the mighty lord. And in his strange, he won't change, he won't change. When he arrives to work, till he keeps his clothes on, like any other worker. Till he keeps his clothes on, slaving at the bench. Till he keeps his clothes on, has a word of relish. Till he keeps his clothes on. From dad, only take your boots off. When he's on the job, Teddy keeps his clothes on. Afterwards, a fag, Teddy has a good cough. Teddy is an upright joke, and seldom is he rude. Because he keeps his clothes clamped on, he's never in the new. He won't change, he won't change. 25 hours a day, Teddy keeps his clothes on. Any other way, no, Teddy keeps his clothes on. Let me tell you why, Teddy keeps his clothes on, as his dad would sigh. To keep those wasps of creepy craft is crawling up your trousers. When he mows the grass, Teddy keeps his clothes on, protects his private parts, all the wasps piss off.
Now here's another press good button. There's a new one with a rollick on my hands. See if you've been in this situation. Scream, sometimes I want to roar, sometimes I want to grab you by your thick head and shout right down your dozy throat.
What the hell am I doing this for? What the hell am I doing this for? 'Cause I'd rather cut my hair than I let a stranger play my lead guitar. I'd rather cut my hair. I'd rather cut my hands than I'd let a stranger blow my saxophone. But sometimes I get so weak-willed and lonely, frustrated and angry, so wired up and weird and so lonely. So lonely, 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 so lonely. Complete stranger play around with me.
Here so choosy. Sticky and. Sure about this one. Diseases of astonishment. Things are disappearing. I feel ill going outside of London, but nonetheless, if you look at Gaines, if you go to Oxford, you look at the skies down there, it's quite remarkable. I've no doubt at all the photographs of today in the same way. Because I've already made it up. An impossible sky, quite untrue to life. Even Disney demurred at the palette. An impossible sky, the brushwork so rough, the impasto laid on with a mallet. A red far too red, a blue far too blue. A passage of purple so odd, no artist would dare to suggest such a hue, lest he were thought mad or he thought himself God. Last night, I dreamed I wrote The Albatross by Baudelaire, and I was saddened. This morning, I woke up. I hadn't. The Parisian dauber, Utrillo, said, I polished my throat with a Brillo pad. Though I caused my chords both with a fearful itch, oh, I wing for a dove at cathedral pitch. Thrilled by his bellows, a countess breathed, you trill, oh, you do. Utrillo sneered, lady, just pin back your ears, here's the castrato, hold of the gondoliers. Anonymous Bosch, the secret Nazi. Mr. Bosch was so fond of Splosh, that undersea each autumn he'd sketch the stretching octopod, for there's no need to dislodge him. In the Saxon's ebb tide, he'd relax and hide from the popes who branded him queer. Conform, they crowed, you pantheist toad, have you been on the beer? We don't mind hell informal, but for heaven's sake, picture it normal. Shocks are unorthodox and it makes us look silly, do you hear? Still, our hero eponymous, snorkeling Hieronymus, made paintings wet and ornamous. The sacred is emerged and anonymous. Actions speak louder than worms. I've often wondered why worms are worms instead of something else. They're much too soft to be rhinos and too slow to be graceful gazelles. They'd be no good at all as lions because they haven't got big teeth, but I bet sometimes they'd like to be deep down underneath. They're menaced to uses as chickens because none of the worms have a beak. They make fairly rotten lousy mice because none of the worms can squeak. I believe quite a few would prefer to be sharks, though none of the worms can swim. And then again, there's the big teeth problem, of course, the dorsal fin. Worms are much too pink to be frightening, and even the big ones are shy. They pretend to be snakes, but they can't stay awake. If they see lightning, they cry. It's well known that worms are escapists, but sensible worms come to terms with the fact, there's no doubt, they can't wriggle out. Worms do make the very best worms. Again, as to do with being yourself. Apologia to an Hellenic landlady, 1885. Fourth end of the deep. Oh, sorry again. Mark, you was very Shakespeare. Fourth end, the thieves too bitter. Tears in falling dash my cheek and yet be wet. Yea, nay, I pray in timely check. Too late these vain fleshly conceits. Sweet God, in tossing I have torrents stained your sheets. That's classical. My fellow artists. While Markle and Jello were doing that ceiling, Michael owes to his mate, oh, this horrible feeling, we've been up here for months, lying down on this plank, kipping in and noshing the occasional bank. I betcha posterity will bloody recall we were both just one bloke who was frighteningly tall. And for the first time on the stage, we're going to try one we did about 20 minutes before we got here. Geisha!
Right.
Oh. Geisha! Whoa, the ginger geisha! On you, they had a seizure. When I clocked Jimmy in the frog, smashed up in the thick of all my chip around my daisies. Falling down a rubber with me cherry trying to find out a roll of oily rain. Me cherry bed jeans. He won't add up. What I see, some geezer. But who the ginger geezer? A geezer with a hilt of razor bones. I really had to run it and pull. This geezer, I can try ice cream freezer. Ginger geese sees you round, Susie.
Suspect, John. disco on your meat. Love can make you heavy, go away. Love can listen to bon ton roulette. Love can make your cactus flower bloom.
Sensible common, Hubert Borenson in his mid-40s, still unusual, with his adventurous young nephew Raver playing cricket. During a break, Hubert, his friend Reg Smeaton, and the rest of the team enjoy a chilled glass of entre deux legs in the shade of the pavilion. Hubert polished his trident with the sleeve of the white pullover carelessly wrapped about his waist.
You could see everything from the top of that bus. We were in Regent Street, and I was looking right down into BBC brainwashing house. You could see them all inside, running around, catching diseases and giggling. My father leant across to me and he said, "You'll be in there if you don't stop playing with yourself." He died of chrysanthemum poisoning. They had to kill all his plants. You know, he was the real author of a pictorial history of gardening.
Mr. Smeaton froze like a red setter. His conversation of the "you speak, I wait, you pause, I pounce" variety lent exaggerated ear. They strapped a bloom to his back and it came up all blotchy. That's why he drank. It was brasso mostly. Rich Smeaton twitched and stared up. Hubert, although himself Karloff soft-spoken, liked to hear other people shouting. This he considered not only helpful, but might, if taken to its illogical conclusion, do away with the telephone. But Hubert had dreams. The wind in the willows ruffled the shepherd's harp, cold hair of the slumbering child within. The wind in the willows, the will of the windows, the wails of the widows in furry dark soft, overground, underground, tilly-bom, tilly-bom, comfy and cozy, tucked in for the night. Mommy! My Teddy stopped breathing. Hubert put it about that swans were really giant snorkels, and that they betrayed Crocken behemoths, gliding cold-eyed beneath rolling pond. Even poachers and suspicious folk stayed clear. And on sunny days, Hubert went angling, using tufts of his own hair or beard as bait. This he called sassooning.
He'd been told that the lake embosomed enormous barbels, and this translated through his giggles and ear trumpet became anonymous barbers. He wondered how and why these hairdressers managed to stay submerged for so long. He was determined to catch one. He spent painstaking afternoons painting maggots with red and white candy stripes, fixing the wriggly horrors straight with hair lacquer. But it was all a waste of time, for white-coated and deep beneath the mirror surface. Stripe me a pinky, we will never bite. There's been many a close shave, but we slippery young customers stay safe, we feel cut, dried and happy. Down here underwear, down underwear, we blow away firm shampoo, gain and set. Fly castaway, refracted fellow, forget, forget, fall. Would you like to see the back of your head, Rene? My greetings to you. Bye, bye, bye. Hello. Hubert was unusual. In his adolescence during the summer, in a northerly direction parallel to the earthly axis, he would throw himself naked onto the lawn, and with that loathsome bluey Roman clock face tattooed about his private parts, think about Jean Harlow very hard. From the shadow cast at a time with remarkable accuracy. Look, no hands on him. In the winter, he tried with birthday candles stuck in the end, but was invariably hours slow. Told him to put a sock on that sundial business, will you? Hubert contented himself by standing sentry in the hall and inviting visitors to stand on his feet. He would then give them their weight in a dreadful monotone and present them with cigarette cards depicting steam engines and early flying machines. P.C. Gibbon, the long arm of the law, concluded and conceded he was quite harmless. The poor man got his head screwed on wrong. But Hubert insisted he was quite normal. I'm confusing cause I'm unusual. I never take the water silver tongue. Sometimes I swallow live goldfish I follow. My own bed and there's the bar. In Eumetis circumstances, I execute exotic dances. With three balloons I swoon and snake it. It's the Novo View show, I run snake it. I confess, I roll watercress. In my ears, John Robert Dow. I slim with sandpaper, shave my legs with paint, scrape a smooth but raspberry red, the bell's the rock. Socks is deemed unorthodox, although I know which leg is where or which. This cock-a-doodle paradox, cocks are snook, but all the smocks I think that they interpret a nervous twitch. My ridicule bizarrely is only awkward armory, squawking that she yells Beelzebub. Mid the Kalahari faceless, I'm a freak, oh, aces, a cankham commodity, a crack of commodity, a crack of lacton. Rub me up the wrong way, you, but there's the rub.
Squawking on the telephone.
two of us knocked it together, but he's the bloke that started it, isn't it? So, I think you should hear.
What do you really like?
Yes, what do you really like?
Meow, meow.
The dogs go wow, wow.
Frank Street. Everything's a perfect treat down on Jolly Pond. Curious habit, the cocks begin to crow, and the old bug rabbit sings.
Coming up your jumper.
All the little ducks go quack, quack, quack. The cows all moo. The bull does too.
And everyone says, how do you do? Down on Jolly Pond.
Out in the yard.
They bite, they scratch,
you stroking them and saying, puss, puss, puss. No, hunting tigers out in New York. Out in, out in, out in New York. Yeah. Walks and serviettes. Dear, 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 no, dear, 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 no, dear, dear, oh, dear, no. They don't care in what part of you they fix their fretwork sets. Dear, 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 no, dear, 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 no, dear, dear, oh, dear, no. Tigers don't go out on rainy nights. They've no need to whet their appetites. Hunting tigers out in India. Out in, out in, out in India. Yeah. Hunting tigers out in India. Out in, out in, out in India. Yeah.